It's truly wonderful to see you today. Where are we? We've come to Acton. Now, those of you that's watched the channel for a long time will recognise this cafe behind me. What is it? Cafe Palo. Now, I'll tell you what, I came here really early in the first sort of 20 videos. It wasn't a great video, to be honest, but what was good was the breakfast. It's probably the best breakfast I've had on the channel by a long shot, and one of the best breakfasts I've ever had. Is it the best breakfast in the whole UK? Well, I haven't had every breakfast in the UK, but this is certainly way up there. Really looking forward to it. I love the way it's always presented. As always, let's give it a go. I'm really looking forward to this. Come on, Palo, deliver. Sitting outside. We actually sat almost in the same place. Last time the view was, or the view you had, was of the Shell garage, which is over there. However, they're not sponsoring the channel, so I'm not going to say anything about Shell. No, no. Won't mention Shell. Take a look at this menu. You've got to take a look. There is such a selection of traditional breakfasts. You've got the eggs Benedict, sandwiches, sweet breakfast, you know, if you fancy pancakes or granola or whatever, savory breakfast, American one there, sandwiches, burgers, wraps, everything. Now, last time I came here, I went for the full English, and that's what I'm going to do again. I want the full English. Eggs, bacon, sausages, bubble, beans, tomatoes, mushrooms, black and white pudding. I'm going to exchange the mushrooms and have something different. That's £16.50. Now that comes with brown or white toast as well, and there's gluten-free options available, so that's pretty good. However, I'm going to have two breakfasts, so I'm going to sort of showcase exactly what they've got. And the one I'm going to choose, I hope you're watching, Mr. Ramsey, is avocado with poached eggs. Now, the last time I had avocado with poached eggs on the last breakfast video, I had to send back because the poached eggs were not poached eggs. They were borderline hard-boiled eggs. They're smashed avocado, poached eggs, chili flakes on sourdough toast. £9.45. Now, I don't imagine this one will be going back. Now, interestingly, on that Ramsey video, I got a little bit of stick. Quite a few comments went in and said, no, if you want your eggs runny, you should ask for your eggs runny. I was like, hold on a second, poached eggs are poached eggs. They're meant to come runny. Am I out of order on that one? Do you have to order them? I don't think so. I haven't turned around and said I want my poached eggs runny here, but I expect them to come up runny. So, what's your thoughts? Be interested on that. I'm really looking forward to this. The guy who runs this place, he is a serious character. He is a bundle of fun. However, I want to see, is the quality still there? You know, this is over about a year ago. There was a lot of quality on that whole breakfast, and I'm hoping it stayed up there because obviously economic times, they've changed and things are a little bit tough out there and what have you. So, fingers crossed. Come on, Paul. Let's hope so. So, breakfast is going to come separately. I'm going to have the avocado with the poached eggs first, and then I'll have the breakfast afterwards. So, fingers crossed, a nice pot of tea. Here we go. Lovely jubbly. Me Rosie Lee in there. And for those of you who like a bit of Scrabble as well, I don't know how many points that actually comes to. Cafe Palo, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16. I suppose it all depends where you put them, doesn't it? So, okay, I'll see you soon. I've got to also tell you, I've got a bit of a pain in my shoulder. Everyone says I'm a bit of a pain in the neck, but honestly, I woke up this morning, my shoulder's a little bit stiff. So yeah. Okay, I'll see you when the poached eggs arrive. Guys, I took your advice. I'm getting things one by one, but take a look here. Take a look. Presentation-wise, love it. Really like it. Can't say that's not hot at all, but just take a look here before I even start. Look at the wobble on that egg. Definitely wobbling away. So I know that the yolk is nice and soft before I even start. First impressions, you've got loads of avocado in there. I can see some little flakes in there. So they're the chili flakes. And again, what I like on top, you've already got the black pepper already put on top of the egg. So no need for this guy. And I do like a little bit of pepper on my poached. Oh, I like them on the eggs actually, full stop. Squeeze a lemon. Got some pomegranate in there. Yeah, visually, like it. It's all, I'm going to move you over a little bit because Which way do I do it? Which one shall I start with? I'm going to move you over a little bit. So you come over there and away we go. So here we go. I already know because you can see the wobble. Look at the wobble. Yeehaw. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you do a poached egg. Beautiful colours to the yolk, all in the flavour and the taste. Come on, break away the bread. Oh, lashings of that on there. So looking forward, oh, taking the table with me, so looking forward to this. The star is the avocado. That is the star. The avocado's been seasoned. It's got that chili in there. So it's got a little bit of a, not a bite, but just tiny different textures in there and different flavors. Is that good? That is excellent. Excellent. Pushing it all together. Get more of this yolk in there. Wow. Now, this to me is exactly how it should be cooked. It's perfectly presented. Flavors are all there. This is brilliant. And I do mean really, really good. I want to go back to this avocado. It's smooth, it's creamy. It's just as you like it. But again, I've got to say, with the chili in there, okay, that's really kind of elevated the flavor all around. It's smooth, a bit like myself sometimes. And do you know what? It's buttery. That's what it is, buttery. The crunch, the sourdough, then the smoothness and the creaminess of the avocado and the richness of that egg. That is exactly how I want them. Perfect. Great way to start. Fingers crossed, the main event is as good as this. All round, wow. You come over here. Okay, I'll see you when the breakfast arrives. Great start, Paul, great start. What can I say? Look at this. This is what I really like. I like the presentation. I'll tell you why. Because everything is cooked in there, okay? And it's guaranteed to stay hot, okay? So all in all, love it. I don't want to waffle here. I just want to crack on. Got two eggs there. White pudding, black pudding on some bubble. Then vine tomatoes, bacon, the homemade sausages. I want to come back to them. Two of their sausages. That's great. Thank you very much. And pork belly. Now, that's a new addition to it. So that comes with the breakfast and that comes with everyone's breakfast. Now, I actually did turn around and said, okay, I've changed the mushrooms over for the homemade sausage. Is there an extra charge for that? And it says here, just remember, this is your breakfast. So if you don't see exactly what you are like, just ask. And there's no extra charge. And that's for everybody. So there you go. And look at the size of the beans. Lots and lots of beans in there. And again, I think that works perfectly, having the beans separate, because if you had them on here, it would just be a real sloppy mess. So straight in, I'm gonna move that pork belly over. And take that away as well. Please come off. Let's move this out of it. So I'm gonna move that over there. I want you to just take a look at the sausages, because that, to me, as I always say, makes the breakfast. That is a quality sausage, but I'm not going to start there. I want to start with the eggs. Straight in, cut them open. Excellent. Lovely jubbly. Now, if I'd left them any longer, they would have actually carried on cooking. So it's good to start with the eggs. That is very hot. I knew the eggs were going to be really good because I've just had a couple of poached eggs. All in. Now I just can't wait to dive into this sausage. Cut in there, Gary. Cut in. Herbs in the sausage. Now, if I remember from last time, these were top quality. A Cumberland sausage. Quality. And again, The thing that impressed me last time, the ingredients, they were elevated. You know, again, excellent quality. Now take a look at the bacon. 1, 2, 3 slices of bacon there. It's back bacon. Cuts very nicely. Smoky. Nice thick slices as well. So you, again, you're not there. They're not tiny little slivers of bacon. 3 real chunky pieces, all in all. Yeah. Now I'm going to try the homemade sausage. With the charring on top there as well. That'll add to the flavour. It looks very, very hot. Actually, before I even start, look at the herbs in there. Hot. Hot, hot. Now, I remember this from last time. This is an explosion of flavours. I've got to tell you, they're quality sausages, but if you're coming here, ask for them. Definitely ask for them. It's the herbs that's in there. It's juicy. You can see the juices. It's light, but the biggest thing of all, and it's very hot, the biggest thing of all is the flavour. How can a sausage have such an explosion of flavours? That, oh my gosh, that is excellent. I mean, I'm blown away with that. So we've got the white pudding, we've got the black pudding, but I'm actually going to go straight in to this bubble. Now bubble is potato, it's vegetables. It's kind of, I always had bubble on a Monday. So my mum and dad obviously done a roast dinner on a Sunday, and with the leftover vegetables and potatoes and everything, that's what we had on a Monday with the leftover meat. So, oh God. Mm. Do you know what's getting in there? Don't bother. Don't bother. Brilliantly seasoned, but it's the flavour. And again, where it's been on the skillet, underneath, it's all charred up as well. Oh, yeah. To me, that's gonna be on a breakfast. Everywhere in the country, get into the bubble. And I'm bubble or fried bread. To me, bubble, it's a little bit, if you like, a little bit more healthier than fried bread. I wouldn't say there's much in it, to be really honest, but now on to the white pudding. This is so unusual to see anywhere in a cafe in England, because it's hardly available. In Scotland, you're lucky because you have your haggis, and white pudding is very similar to haggis. I'm back in Ireland. Very common in Ireland, but I'm back in Ireland. Close my eyes. Oh, stop. That's so good. So good. The black pudding. Brilliant. It's a little bit thinner than normal, but guys, come on, look at this. Can't complain. I'm going to save you till last because you're interesting. Well, almost last. Come here a second. Look at this. Straight away. All the juice, everything there. Look at this. Again, unusual. Vine tomatoes on a breakfast. You bite in, and it just explodes in your mouth. All the juice just comes away. Oh, baby, that's great. Now into this belly pork. Now that is very unusual to have that on a breakfast, to say the very least. And take a close up. You've got the fat in there. That's made the pork itself very, very moist. Obviously it's gelatinous, but the flavor you're getting out of that, and you see juicy as well. The flavor is maple. Getting a lot of maple out of that. And obviously maple and pork, brilliant combination. Oh, it's getting silly. Now the beans, I'm just gonna go and just have a beans are beans. I've been told off too many times. They're not just beans are beans. They're tasty, they're juicy. Lots of juice in there. You see the tomato. So there you go. What do you think? Is that a big breakfast? And there's more. And then you've got the toast. But this, again, and this is where the owner here is clever, okay? He's used quality ingredients everywhere. There's nothing there that isn't real quality. And he hasn't just gone for normal bread. Again, it's quality bread. So it's just not your normal sliced bread. And that's what you'd expect as well. All in all, guys, this is as I expected, as it was first time, as it is now. I have no concerns that it's going to go cold. Yeah, let's just touch the skillet and burn your finger, Gary. It's just great. It's quality. It's there. It's pricey. £16.50. But is it pricey? I mean, that's going to fill you up for the whole day. I'm not even convinced I'm going to be eating tonight. Quality, quality, quality. What can I say? The other thing I want to do is get down there cheap. Brown sauce, it's not cheap, it's HP. Let's get it on the plate. Making very funny noises, that was. Any of you into your tomato ketchup? So again, what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna crack on and enjoy quality ingredients. Well done, well done. Actually, I'm diving into that sausage and I prefer that one. So let's dive into that one. Even though I like them as well. Okay, just paid the bill. What do I think? People who love to eat are always the best people. Enjoy. I did enjoy. Let's go somewhere a bit quieter and give you my final thoughts. Was it good? It was exceptionally good. Here we are in Acton Park. What do I think? First time I went there, I don't think I've done it justice, and I really don't think I did. Again, it was early video and all the rest of it. However, I loved it first time I went there, and I loved it second time. Really did like it. Now, the bill. The breakfast, £16.50. Poached eggs with avocado, £9.45. And the teapot, £3.40. Unlimited tea, by the way. Go in there. Want to fill it up? No problem at all. Total, £29.35. Now, you've got to bear in mind I had two breakfasts there. What marks I'm going to give it? I gave it a 10 last time. I'm not giving it a 10. No, no. I'm a lot stricter now. A lot stricter. I'm giving it a 10 star. I'm giving it a 10 star. If you're ever in Acton, support a local business, go in there and be blown away with the absolute quality. To me, that was the best breakfast I've had, easily. So, not just on the channel, it was the best breakfast I've ever had. Is it the best in the UK? Well, I haven't been anywhere that's better. If you know somewhere that's better, please put it in the comments section. I'm going to move out of London. Okay, I'm going to go around the rest of the country. Just certain issues, I haven't been able to sort of spread my wings, if you like, but I am doing that now. So yeah, if you'd like and subscribe to the channel, you know I always appreciate that. And if you've been to Parlo's, please let me know. Until next time, bye-bye.